The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted this week to Emily Handyside, head coach of the Feathers. Emily, first of all, how easy does team selection get?
Oh, it's definitely not easy. We have a lot of competition in the squad, which is exactly what you want as a coach, but yeah, we struggled right until the final minute to make the decision.
Are things in a good shape with the team that you've selected at the minute?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a group of athletes that we've been working with for a couple of years now, and they are just itching to get out on court and show what they can do. And that's really exciting for us because it means we're building for the future with a group that are so eager to step on court and show they can perform. We've got some really tough games ahead of us, but that's exactly what we want. So it's going to be really interesting to see how we handle that expectation from others and ourselves. And it's a new experience for us, and we're just relishing that opportunity.
When you're faced with the amount of talent there, how difficult was selection?
When it came to it, there was a lot of competition. It was really hard to select the players. So there were a number of challenges, but when it came to the business end and we had to pick, everybody was fit, everybody was available, and everybody was performing really well. So it was generally a really tough decision that I lost sleep over. But I think we got it right in the end, and that's the main thing.
Based in Scotland, man, you had to travel halfway around the world to do it. I suppose it wouldn't really make any difference, but is that game always one you look forward to?
Oh, it's always a competitive game, isn't it? The teams know each other so well.
Yes.
And so in our weeks of training camps, we did some opposition analysis of the teams that we were going to face, one each weekend. And the level of detail that they knew about Scotland in comparison to the other teams just reminded me how much they know the players individually, because, of course, they play with some of them at Super League. They play against them. And you'd think that that's a help, knowing so much. But, of course, they know that much about us as well. So we know it's going to be competitive. It's so fiercely contested.
It's nice as well that we saw the games on Sky. We saw the games on BBC. And in the past, we've also seen internationals and friendlies on S4C. And it's just getting the game in front of people's eyes, really.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one thing that I've really noticed has stepped up since I last coached internationally. The interest from the media has grown so much. Like you say, BBC, but also BBC of the home nations have been incredibly supportive. S4C have been at everything that we've been to. So it's just amazing to see the interest, but it's particularly reassuring that the home nations are really supported by their local media channels.
Standing windows open. Have you got any goss on Dragons?
I don't, unfortunately. I know, I probably hear the same as you, Andy. Everything I know is hearsay and on the grapevine, so you probably know as much as me, I'm afraid.
All right, okay. And finally, there might be somebody that's interested in getting involved with Wales Netball. People will be maybe interested in finding out more.
Yeah, Wales Netball website, walesnetball.com. You can find lots of information on there, and there'll be contacts for our office staff on there where they can speak to you if you have queries specific to your local area, and they can put you in touch with the right people.
Beth Dyke and Leah Middleton have been named as a leadership group for the Feathers heading to Glasgow, and Beth told us how she feels.
Absolutely loving it. I think I'm probably one of the more experienced ones now, not older ones, but yeah, I am just still absolutely loving it. And the girls, the team, we really enjoy spending time together off court as well as on court. And yeah, I'm still absolutely loving it.
Well, Emily shared more on Leah's personality.
She is fitter and stronger than ever before and is, yeah, so excited to be on court. And I'm just so happy for her and the squad.
And what does it mean to Leah to have Beth as part of her leadership group?
Obviously with Beth, she's so speedy and I feel like no one can catch her. So even just at training, I think it's just going to bring us another level of intensity, which is great. Hopefully keep building those connections within the team.
One of the players that's going to be taking part for the Welsh Feathers is Alex Johnson. And I caught up with her to find out how she first got started in netball.
So, I mean, from what I remember, I was pretty quiet growing up. So I think it was in like an English lesson. My teacher in year six recommended me to go and try out my local netball club, which was Chester Netball Club. I think I just went along on a Saturday morning and I just loved like the team and like social aspect of it. Obviously, I'm not part of it anymore, but like I'm still really close with the girls I started with all those years ago. But when I was at Chester, I was literally in the B team for pretty much the entire time I was there. And we played in like three different leagues on a Saturday morning. And I just remember loving spending the weekend with all my friends. Like, I mean, even if some of the games were outside, which I don't think I was a fan of.
How did you end up being goal defence? Was it always your strongest position, or maybe did you start the other end of the court?
I'm actually pretty sure I started out as an out-and-out goalkeeper. To be honest, I don't think younger Alex liked running. I think she liked being confined to the end third. And it was actually when I went to Oldham, where my coach at the time, Pam, said to me that they were going to make me practice in goal defence, and I loved it. And I now just seem to do all three. However, I'd say this, when I went to college, I told no one I was a defender and I put myself forward as a shooter, and somehow I did still make the team and I played shooter the entire time I was there.
Outstanding. Oldham, obviously, still really, really strong Prem side as well, Anna.
No, I love doing Prem. Prem's been great for me. I started Prem at 16. I remember when Debbie texted Pam to ask me if I was available, and I remember the first person I ever played against in Prem. We played Turnford, and I played against George Fisher, Hannah Joseph, and Kiara Semple, who at the time I think played for Pulse. And I remember 16-year-old me was like, oh my gosh. Like, it was crazy.
And given the fact this season as well, there's obviously the big advantages as well, being part of Next Gen as well. It's really important to have the future stars being spotted in that way.
Oh, completely. There's some amazing players at Oldham. All those people coming through the Next Gen ranks, like, they are like so good. And I do think Prem is a great place to be able to go and watch that.
You became Feather 224. What's it like playing for your country and having that official number?
That is a feeling that is hard to put into words. And I feel like it's one of those things where like it takes me actively sitting back for me to be like, whoa. I do look back at the photos from the Uganda series regularly because I think it was such a pinch me moment. Even when someone asked me about it, or when like I had to sort deadlines for uni and having to explain that like I couldn't do things because like I had a series, like I do catch myself being like, oh gosh, wow, like I play for my country, like that's why I need the support. And it's kind of one of those where I'm a bit like, whoa.
I began playing at school, obviously, and then enjoyed it from there. So then joined my local club. From there, I then trialled and was successful with Saracens Mavericks at the time in their under 17 team. I then progressed through their age groups to their under 19 age group. And then I moved to university. I went to Bath. So then I moved to Team Bath, where I then joined the under 21 team. Did that for a few years. And now I'm playing in part of the Team Bath Next Gen League, doing Prem, and then also playing with Wales. I think we're really lucky to still have Team Bath as a franchise, obviously, with everything that went on. I've really enjoyed my past few seasons with them. It's a completely different change of environment. I think everyone in the whole franchise is so happy and thankful that we still have a squad. And obviously the new exciting Next Gen League as well.
If we go back to the Celtic Cup, what was the initial call like?
Oh, it was amazing. I think I said to myself when I first trialled for Wales, like just to enjoy the experience, there were players like Leah, Beth, like I've genuinely looked up to since I was younger. So then to even training with them, let alone playing with them, was just an amazing experience. I'd never experienced anything like Celtic Cup before. Like I'd never travelled away for netball or anything like that. So yeah, I kind of just said to myself to enjoy the experience being in the company of like a great group of girls. So then when I got the call up to even be in the squad, and then when I got the nod to go and warm up, it was a really like proud moment. I think everyone at Wales made it a really like special experience and opportunity for me. So yeah, I was just so incredibly grateful.
And that would be quite similar as well if you maybe had a little bit of advice for youngsters in Wales wanting to play for their country.
Yeah, I'd definitely say enjoy it. I think you play your best netball when you're enjoying it. I think also just 100% stick at it. Like no path is linear. Like with any athlete, I think in any sport, there always will be like step backs. No selections or anything like that, but it sounds cliche, but they really do make you stronger. You just have to like be patient, continue working hard, and then take any opportunity that comes your way.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.